You're listening to SBS News. Australia's vaccine rollout is scheduled to start at the end of the month with the Pfizer vaccine, followed by AstraZeneca in March and then Novavax. The government is aiming to have the entire population vaccinated by October, and Health Minister Greg Hunt says this includes all visa holders.
The government will provide COVID-19 vaccinations free to all visa holders in Australia. And this will include refugees, asylum seekers, temporary protection visa holders, and those on bridging visas. People currently residing in detention facilities will also be eligible, including those whose visas have been cancelled.
Mr. Hunt says one key to ensuring a strong uptake is communication with Australia's culturally and linguistically diverse communities.
We will accordingly be allocating $1.3 million for additional funding to multicultural peak bodies to assist in information to culturally and linguistically diverse communities to support the vaccine rollout. That will include advertising into 32 languages, a vaccine explainer in 29 languages, campaign built on 63 languages on the Department of Health's website.
More testing sites have been set up in Victoria to cope with the extra demand after a hotel quarantine worker became infected. His infection has led to the return of indoor mask wearing in all public buildings and the reintroduction of caps of 15 people gathering in households. Premier Daniel Andrews says close contacts of the man have tested negative.
Overnight testing of the 26-year-old Noble Park man's close family contacts, the people he lives with and family members he'd spent time with, they have come back, those two tests have come back negative. So that is very positive news. Early stages, but that is very positive news.
Tennis Australia says it's confident the Australian Open will start as scheduled, despite the hotel worker's positive case at Melbourne's Grand Hyatt. 520 players and support staff who were quarantining at the hotel have had to isolate and get tested. It forced warm-up matches to be postponed, but Tennis Australia boss Craig Tiley says next week's Grand Slam should proceed as planned, as he expects the players to test negative.
It's 160 players actually that need a test, and we fully expect the probability is very low that there's going to be any issue. We fully expect them all to be to test negative, and then we continue with play tomorrow like we originally planned. And if we have to go through this again, we'll continue to go through this again. And we've got, you know, another 3.5 weeks of tennis. We've got a lot of tennis to play and fully expect to keep the original schedule once we get past today.
The prospect of COVID-19 spreading throughout Melbourne has seen some of the other states either imposing or maintaining restrictions on people from Victoria. South Australia's Premier Stephen Marshall says there'll be a requirement for multiple COVID tests on arrivals from Victoria.
On day 1, day 5 and day 12, and at this stage to isolate after the first test pending that result coming back. Can I also say anybody who has been at the Grand Hyatt from the 28th of January will need to go into hotel quarantine here in South Australia. We're asking anybody who was at that hotel from the 28th of January onwards to immediately contact SA Health.
Western Australia has gone another day without any new cases, and Premier Mark McGowan says the current lockdown will be lifted on Friday night if that positive trend continues. Mr. McGowan says plans to ease restrictions on arrivals from Victoria have been postponed.
This means travellers from Victoria will still need to self-quarantine for 14 days and undergo a day 11 test. It is possible that Victoria may need to go back to the medium risk category. But hopefully the situation there will remain under control. I acknowledge this will cause inconvenience and frustration for many people, but we are in a high risk situation and we need to be cautious.
Queensland's Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says with the virus escaping hotel quarantine in three states in recent weeks, there's a case for the federal government to play a greater role rather than leave it to the various jurisdictions.
I think it just underlines how important it is, the conversation that the Premier has been having with the Prime Minister about the federal government taking a greater role in quarantine for returning, for repatriated Australians from overseas who are likely to have these new, more infectious strains. I understand there'll be a conversation at National Cabinet tomorrow about that.
The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.